Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is asking Senate Republicans not to act on President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court until after the American people finish selecting their next president. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports.
During a speech in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, Biden likened moving forward on Barrett's nomination to closing the door on American democracy. He pointed to the fact that many are already voting on their next president.
Just because you have the power to do something doesn't absolve you of your responsibility to do right by the American people. Uphold your constitutional duty. Summon your conscience.
Barrett is expected to begin meeting with senators early this week, and the Senate Judiciary Committee is slated to begin hearings on October 12th. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
President Trump is dismissing as fake news a New York Times report that he paid only $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017, and no taxes at all in 10 of the previous 15 years. He's reportedly accumulated considerable debt. The Times says he owes more than $420 million in loans, most of which will come due within 4 years. The president has refused to release his tax returns. In Southern California's Orange County, at least two people are seriously injured after a car careened through a crowd of Black Lives Matter supporters and counter-protesters. The driver was arrested. Matt Gillum of member station KCRW reports.
Tatiana Turner was arrested on charges of attempted murder as well as assault with a deadly weapon. Authorities say she was part of Caravan for Justice, an anti-police violence group that organized Saturday's event. When Black Lives Matter demonstrators got into a heated face-to-face exchange with counter-protesters sporting Trump 2020 materials, law enforcement declared an unlawful assembly. That's when a white sedan raced out of the Yorba Linda Public Library parking lot and into the crowd. After accelerating through the gathering, people chased after the vehicle and authorities quickly surrounded it. The Orange County Sheriff's Department says the two injured people appeared to be Trump supporters. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum.
California's largest power company shut off service to tens of thousands of customers as a precaution. Strong gusty winds could bring down power lines that could spark more fires. 6 months into a COVID-19 lockdown, Zimbabwe is easing its regulations. Following a drop in new cases and deaths, schools and tourism are opening and travel inside and outside the country are allowed. Ishma Fundikwa has more.
It seems for now, Zimbabwe and Africa have escaped the high numbers of COVID-19 deaths predicted at the start of the pandemic. Experts, however, say limited testing may make it impossible to get a true reflection of the pandemic across the continent.
This is NPR News. India's health ministry reported today the number of new coronavirus infections now exceed more than 6 million. Health officials warn the virus could spread further during the upcoming religious festival season when people gather in temples and shopping areas. India has the second highest number of infections in the world. The U.S. has the most, more than 7 million. The number of coronavirus cases in Canada continues to surge, with the biggest numbers in Quebec. Dan Karpinchuk reports the health minister of the French-speaking province says he'll put more restrictions in place this week.
On Sunday, nearly 900 more people in Quebec tested positive for COVID-19, bringing the provincial level to nearly 72,000 confirmed cases, the highest in the country. The health minister, Christian Dubé, says two hotspots, the Montreal and Quebec City regions, will move from an orange alert to red. And Dubé called on all Quebecers to cancel their plans and stay home for the next 28 days. He says in the red zone, he has the task of finding a balance that will allow children to continue going to school, people to continue working, and some businesses to remain open. But bars may be forced to close. Dubé warned that some difficult decisions are going to be made. He says Sunday marked the highest daily increase since early May. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The Miami Heat beat the Boston Celtics 125-113 last night to win the Eastern Conference Finals for the sixth time. Miami will face the Los Angeles Lakers for that title. Game one of the series is Wednesday night. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.